I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis said Wednesday that Benedict XVI, who in 2013 became the first pontiff to resign in 6 centuries, is quote-unquote very ill and urged people to pray for him. Francis said, quote, remember him because he is very ill, asking the Lord to console and support him. The head of the worldwide Catholic Church later paid a visit to his 95-year-old predecessor at his home in a former convent inside the Vatican. A Vatican source told AFP that Benedict's health began deteriorating, quote, about 3 days ago. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday presented his annual address to Parliament before the new year.
Слава Україні! Майже ніхто, окрім нас.
Members of Parliament greeted him with a standing applause. Russian forces recently stepped up mortar and artillery attacks on the recently liberated city of Kherson in southern Ukraine on Wednesday, Ukraine's military said, while also exerting constant pressure along front lines in eastern regions of the country. There's still no prospect of talks to end the war, now in its 11th month. The United States on Wednesday announced mandatory COVID-19 testing for travelers from China as Beijing's sudden abandonment of tough measures to contain the coronavirus and surge in virus cases is causing concern around the world. Hospitals across China continue to be overwhelmed by the explosion of COVID cases, which have hit the elderly especially hard. The winter surge comes ahead of next month's Lunar New Year's holidays, which for hundreds of millions of people